Raphael von Blumenthal, narration reel. If you feel the Earth's pain or have a panic attack because someone near you is anxious, you might be an empath. We're at a point in human history where empathy is seen as a superpower, to be sold as a commodity to the cold critical mass. Is this just someone having a laugh? Or have we numbed ourselves enough to be so disconnected from our inner landscape that we have to pay a person to tell us all how we're feeling? On March the 20th, 1995, the Tokyo Metro was the scene of an attempted mass murder. The attackers released the nerve agent sarin, a chemical so powerful that in its pure form, the tiniest droplet is enough to kill. This was the first ever use of a weapon of mass destruction for terrorism. The group behind the attack turned out to be a new Japanese religion, Aum Shinrikyu, or Aum the Supreme Truth. For them, the murder of so many civilians was not an attempt to gain recognition, but a religious act, a holy act. Bauhaus is a legend. The brilliance of the Bauhaus school remains undiminished even today. Even though its existence was short-lived, it continues to shape the world we live in. New approaches to education and training, architecture, painting, dance, and design were explored and developed there. When Hitler seized power and forced the school to shut down, its artists, architects, and visionaries emigrated, fanning out and spreading the Bauhaus doctrine across the world. So what exactly lies behind the enduring appeal of Bauhaus?